Things are sure, huh? All right. Good. Good. Everything's been great so far. Obviously, you know, last week, this week, just trying to finish, you know, the OTAs and the mini camp strong, you know, continue to build on what we've already done out there and just continue to get better every day as a team.
And with the training camp next 6 weeks, are you going to San Diego with the other guys as well?
Yeah. I'll be in San Diego for a couple days. You know, I think it's great. You know, it's one of those things that I've actually done. You know, when I was in St. Louis, we used to get together with the wide receivers and tight ends. You know, as good as it is to get on the field, you know, and throw routes and work out together, I think it's even better, you know, anytime you can spend time away from the facility. You know, I think just getting together, spending a few days together over the 6 weeks, you know, not all going our separate ways for the whole time, I think, you know, that's really, you know, the best part about getting together.
How many reps have you been getting this offseason versus what you had in Chip's offense? Is it less because he runs so much of tempo, or is it about the same because it seems like they do less special teams?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what those numbers would be.
Do you feel like it's the same this year versus last? I know.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do a whole lot in the spring last year, but I would say it's pretty similar to what it was last year in the off season. I haven't noticed a major difference.
Right now they're kind of evenly split. But when training camp starts, do you, as a guy that's going to be the starter, do you feel like you need a certain percentage of snaps per play? I mean, per practice, to kind of get you ready for the preseason and then the regular season?
I don't know if there's a certain percentage. I think, you know, every coach that, you know, I've been with, I feel like in the off season, you know, all the reps are kind of evenly split. And then the closer you get to the first game, you know, it starts getting tailored a little bit more where, you know, the first group starts taking, you know, one or two more snaps per period than they had been. And you kind of go from there and you build on it. But, you know, as far as an exact number, I'm not really sure.
Last year at training camp, weren't you and Mark Sanchez kind of splitting the first team reps at least the first couple of weeks? Is that kind of how it worked out?
Yeah, I think there was a rotation between me and Mark last year.
Sam, with this offense and the responsibilities that are placed on the quarterback, Doug just talked about he loves placing a lot of the responsibilities on the quarterback. How much freedom do you have with this, and how much do you enjoy that?
You know, there is a lot of freedom. Obviously, with that freedom, there comes a lot of responsibility. You know, you're in charge of getting in to the right play, getting out of a bad play. You know, you're responsible for really everyone out there. You know, last year with Chip, obviously trying to play at the tempo that we did, you know, it was hard to really do that. You know, we chose tempo over that freedom. And I think there's benefits to each. But, you know, it is nice knowing that when you get to the line of scrimmage, if you immediately know, hey, this is not a good play into this look, you know, this is a bad play for this coverage, that, you know, I have the ability to get us into something better. You know, so hopefully with that freedom, there'll be less negative plays. I think that's kind of the goal when you play with this mentality.
There's plenty of pressure that comes with that, though. Are you okay with that and being responsible for getting the team in the right call if you need to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's what every quarterback wants. You know, you want the ability to get in and out of plays. You want the ability to make things right. You know, obviously, it puts more pressure on you during the week to study, to know what the opponent's going to do, to be ready for certain looks, you know, and then to take advantage of those looks when they present themselves in the week.
What's it been like to concentrate on football this offseason as opposed to rehab last season?
Man, it's been awesome. You know, it's just a completely different mindset. You know, last year, the past couple years, you know, I've had to worry about my knee. You know, it's been more of a rehab mindset. I haven't really been able, you know, to get in the weight room, you know, to get stronger, you know, to try to get better. You know, more of the focus has been on my body, not on the football. You know, just to be able to get out there and play football during these OTAs, during the minicamp, I mean, it's just fun. And I think, you know, to get those extra reps, it's something that I wasn't able to do last year. I think those reps are invaluable, you know, especially when you're learning a new system. You know, I think the more reps, the more coverages that you can see, you know, with each play, I think you just kind of build, you know, that up in your memory bank. And I think when they show themselves on Sunday, you're able to pull them out. So it's just been great, you know, not having to worry about my knee this year.
What did you learn about Doug and how he handled your absence for 2 weeks and how he handled your return in terms of what he said. What'd you learn about him?
Man, he's just a class act. He's a great guy. I think I'm even closer to him now than I was before. I give him a lot of credit for handling it the way he did. And like I said, I just have a lot of respect for him.
Were you expecting something else, or would other coaches have handled it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I was expecting, but I think the way he handled it was first class all the way.
Sam, Chris Gibbons had his best season with you as his quarterback. It seemed like you guys had a rapport that year. Have you guys kind of refound that since you've been together in the spring?
Yeah, I think that's something we're working for, obviously. Give is someone that I'm comfortable with. Obviously, we were in St. Louis together. His rookie year, he had a great year for us, made a lot of plays down the field. Obviously, he's got speed, so he can stretch the defense. But it's nice that, when you work with someone like that for a few years and you build that relationship and he steps into this locker room, we just kind of pick that up. And so we communicate the same way that we did when we were in St. Louis, which is nice. You don't have to start from scratch.
How important is your communication level with Kelce in this offense compared to when you're running tempo?
A lot more. Last year I basically had to react to what Kelce and the guys did up front, where, this year it's more of a joint effort. And I think, me and him, more than we did last year, have to be on the same page as far as what we're seeing.
Sam, what are you trying to hold together?
I think this year just noticed a lot on the practice field, just the dialogue, after sets, getting together, talking about, what we saw on certain plays, why we made certain calls, what he saw, what I saw. And I think that dialogue's been great, and I'm sure that, as we get into training camp and as we get into the regular season, we'll spend even more time together.
And what are you trying to accomplish with these days before you're going to have all those weeks off before training camp? What are you trying to get done?
Really just build on, what we've done so far this offseason. I think that, to this point we've had a really good OTA session. Had a great day of mini camp yesterday. Just looking to kind of polish up some of the smaller details that maybe, we went fast, when we were putting it in the first time. And just trying to make sure that we finish strong and leave the offseason on a right, on the right note.
Sam, you've spoken a lot about how the spring's different. But these next six weeks, how are they different? Not worrying about
what you know. I think these next 6 weeks are really important for me to just get in the weight room, try to get my weight where I want it to be heading into training camp, try to get my lower body as strong as possible, before training camp starts, and just make sure, that I came back to where I was, before the injuries physically.
Are you noticeably stronger now than you were?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that, lower body wise, the past, before the injuries, it's starting to get back to that strength level. I don't think it's all the way back there. Obviously coming off two ACLs, it's tough to get back there. But, compared to where I was last year, it's really not even close.
Did you experience any arm deadness? I've heard rookie quarterbacks before from throwing so much more in the NFL the first year versus what they did in college. It affects their arm. Did you experience that as a rookie, especially as a starter, with the amount of balls you threw that year?
I can't really remember, to be honest. But, I feel like when I was in college, we threw a lot more balls in practice than we did in the NFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if that was just our system, the way we practiced, the amount of reps we took. I don't know. But, I felt like from that standpoint, I was very prepared.
Say.
It's extremely important. I think they're very valuable. Obviously, anytime you can attack the defense down the middle of the field and they've got to pay attention to those guys, now you open up things on the outside. So I think having the group of tight ends that we have, they're so versatile, and we can move them around. We can play them at almost all the positions across the field. And I think that's really the advantage of having the group that we have.
When you went into the break last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were still kind of rehabbing your knee and everything. Like, were you even sure that you would be ready when training camp started, when you would return? And so, like, at what point?
I thought I would be ready. I don't think, You know, the way things had gone during the spring, I'm not sure that I was 100%. I was telling myself that, you know, I was going to be ready for it. But I think even some of the trainers and, you know, Sean Holmes will tell you that they were probably a little skeptical after watching me go through some of the workouts I did, you know, because I stayed here last summer during this break and worked with those guys.
Sam, what's the state of your relationship with Carson and Chase outside of the practice facility? How often are you guys in communication, whether it be picking each other's brains or going over a new playbook?
Well, me and Chase are actually, we're somewhat neighbors. He lives about three houses down from me. So, you know, I've seen him quite a bit. But, you know, it's one of those things right now. We're together so much. And by the time we leave here, I think that we're all kind of ready to just go home and relax and kind of get away from football. But, you know, as far as our relationship here, like I said, it's been great. You know, I think for me and Carson both, having Chase here and being able to pick his brain and ask him, you know, things that he's seen in actual game situations in this offense, you know, given the fact that he was with Kansas City, you know, I think I've learned a lot from him.
All right, guys.
Yep, no problem.